Page 69. Listening. I is giving Kimo some advice about earthquakes. Work with a partner and try to guess what kind of advice she will give. Write your ideas in the blanks below. Next, listen and check to see if your ideas are the same as in the recording.
I, did you feel the earthquake last night? That was a pretty big one.
Oh yeah, I felt it. By the way, Kimo, are you prepared for a really big earthquake?
No, not really. I have to admit, I haven't done anything to prepare for any kind of disaster.
Well, there are some things you should have ready just in case. A small portable radio, a first aid kit, and a flashlight. It's also a good idea to keep some emergency food and drinking water.
Gee, I don't have any of those, except for a flashlight.
My family also keeps a bag full of old clothes and footwear handy, just in case we need them.
Wow, you guys are really prepared.
You should also check your place for things that can fall and hurt you. For instance, you should try to secure furniture so they don't fall over. You can buy braces, adhesive pads, and so on.
Come to think of it, I have a very heavy bookshelf that I'm sure would fall over and crush me if there was a big earthquake. I'd better go and buy something to secure it. What should I do when a big earthquake does strike?
First of all, don't panic. If you run outside, you could get hit by a falling object or a piece of glass.
Okay.
Turn off electrical and gas appliances that could cause a fire. Did you know that in the Great Kanto earthquake of 1923, fire killed more people than the earthquake itself?
I can imagine. All those wooden houses built so close together?
You should also get under a table or desk to protect yourself from falling objects. And you should stay there for a while because earthquakes are often followed by aftershocks.
Someone told me a small toilet room is the safest place to be.
Yeah, that could be so. And it'd be convenient if you had to use the bathroom.
Is there anything else I should know?
Well, let's see. If you happen to be near the ocean, it's a good idea to get to higher ground. There's always the danger of a tsunami occurring after an earthquake.
Is there any way we can be warned before an earthquake strikes?
They say catfish become very active before an earthquake, but I think it's just a superstition.
Maybe. But it's worth a try. I think I'll buy a catfish and keep it as a pet.